DJ described his travels down to Puerto Vallarta in Mexico and came back with a little case of the upset tummy. He's I can hear him over there bubbling.
To put it lightly.
He's brewing like a pot of coffee. Well, it sounds like you may have had a parasite or a worm travel back with you here to Dallas. So right now, on our ticket hotline, we say hello to the parasite living in DJ's colon. Hello.
DJ, come out. That means what's up, DJ? This voice probably about to go, eh? Probably for the best. DJ didn't go to Japan, you know what I mean?
A little problematic there, but we'll move on. Do you have a name, worm in my colon?
Sí, mi nombre es Gusano. I come from the Montezuma floodline, but I guess you call me Gus for short.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I don't know if you know this or not, DJ, but Gusano is Spanish for worm.
Ay, Mati, bueno.
Yeah.
I like you, man.
Well, Gus, I like you, too. I guess the million-dollar question is, how did you get in DJ?
Well, as you probably already know, DJ was traveling to my country on vacation to impress his novia by not taking her to Iowa or her father's prison or something. One thing led to another in the bedroom, and DJ once again ran out crying.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I never cried during this, but...
Hey, silencio, por favor. That means silence in Spanish, DJ. Hey, man, don't make me hurt you. Anyway.
Ah!
Like I was saying, though. Like I was saying, one thing led to another. DJ was looking for some off-brand Mexicano Viagra to impress his novia lady friend who thinks more of him as a, como le dice, little cook boy in English? Is that what it sounds like? Anyway, I saw him coming down wearing his pink little dress or something he bought at an empanada store. And I bet you didn't know this, but DJ is also an amateur skateboarder because he was wearing, like, knee pads or something.
All right. Not true, but how are you able to see me?
It's no importante. That means not important.
Yeah, we know.
Gracias.
Okay, Espanol. Anyway, back to the story. He pleaded and pleaded with a street vendor. Ay, please, amigo, no quiero ser un niño tonight. No quiero ser un niño tonight. Why must I always be the girl? Anyway, mi amigo got mixed up in translation or something, and he thought DJ was a chica trying to do some sort of get out of kind of doing relations with a boyfriend or something down south or whatever. Anyway, DJ thought he was buying Viagra, but he actually bought a Mexican jelly bean that was tainted that I was leaving in.
Well, this is Gus, the worm living in DJ's colon he picked up from his trip down to Mexico this past week. You've known DJ for just a short amount of time, but what can you tell us about him?
Well, for starters, DJ wasn't being as truthful with you, Señor Montemayor, as he was saying earlier.
What do you mean? What do you leave out?
Well, it was kind of hard to hear once I got inside here, but all I could recognize, a back alley doctora when I hear one.
A doctor? DJ, you went to the doctor to get rid of Gus?
Oh, no. His novia brought him to the doctora herself. It's some kind of elective surgery or something. I don't know. I heard all kinds of dogs barking. I tried to poke my head out, and DJ was crying again. I think she was trying to trick him into removing something or something.
DJ, did she take you to the dog pound to get neutered?
None of this is true.
Hey, you call me a liar, DJ? Check this!
Ah! Oh, God! Stop it! Stop it!
Anyways, Monty, you see what I mean? I'm trying to have a good time with him on this vacation. Every couple of hours or so, I make it look like he wipes like he was at the Battle of Goliath. It's kind of excelente on my half, but man, righteous mios, this chica is the worst. All he does is complain, oh, Kaylin, why can't I be like you? Why are you losing me money? I'm never going to move out of my novia madre's house. Then get a load of this tonta. After we have a great couple hours together, he was trying to get rid of me mid-flight, holding his knees together, trying to sweat me out or something. And like, I caught him trying to hang out the plane door, trying to drop me off in the Gulf of Mexico.
All right.
He admitted me like I'm D.B. Cooper or something.
Cheap callback, but you've been inside me over 24 hours now. You're causing me a lot of pain. When can I expect you to leave?
Dios mío. See what I mean, Monty? This guy, I'm really getting sick of him hearing his voice. I was thinking of staying here a bit, though. Maybe opening up, like, a better breakfast or something. Kind of, like, I do appreciate, though, DJ, this morning you drinking all that coffee. Woof, I needed it, man. Anyways, while I have you here, can I ask you guys, like, if I could get serious for a moment, a question?
I guess.
you guys like work at like a sports station? You think the Cowboys are gonna re-sign Isaac Alarcón? Oh my dear, yeah, that's my amigo right there, man. Hey, DJ, could you swallow like a large jersey of his? Don't worry, I'll grow into it. I'm good for it, man.
No, I want you out of me now. You're killing me. I can barely get through the show.
Swallow him a little Isaac Alarcón
no,
jersey.
No, that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, man, geez, buttery, relax. He's so testy. Hey, Monty, you seem like a pretty cool gringo. You want to go butt the boat with DJ so I can hop on over?
All right, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up here. We appreciate your time there, Gus.
Hey, DJ, what's for lunch? I'm starving for some comida. That means meal, DJ. Good.
All right, it's time for you to get out of me.
Anyways, crank up the music. Let's get the party started. Diva, let me go. Woo-hoo!
Problematic, to say the least.
There he is. The great Gus Montezuma. And you're currently experiencing his revenge right there.
That explains a lot.
Man.
In the way that I've felt the last 24 hours.
Lo siento. Lo siento so much.
Lo siento, everybody.
We're so sorry.
Pretty good Spanish there, though.
Yeah.
Better than I expected.
That would make sense. He was from Mexico.
Totally.
That would make total sense.